So today is the beginning of Holy Week. We start with Palm Sunday. If you recall, you know the first Palm Sunday, when Jesus was entering Jerusalem, the helpers of the temple would be bringing along also the lamb for sacrifice into Jerusalem. Remember that during the feast of the Passover, the Jews were asked to sacrifice a lamb. A lamb should be 1 year old and without blemish. So it has become a practice after a while that there were some enterprising people who would grow or who would raise lambs in their farms. So they have the lamb for sacrifice farm where they sell the lamb to the people so that these lambs will still be sort of fresh when they are brought to the temple to be sacrificed. Before that, each one coming from different places would be bringing the lamb. So imagine if you have been traveling for a week and you were bringing a lamb with you, it would look emaciated when it reaches the temple for the sacrifice. So the enterprising farmers have put up so-called farms for lambs for sacrifice. And these were the lambs that were brought into Jerusalem and brought before the priest. But before they were brought to the priest for the sacrifice, they were being sold to the people who were coming for the feast of the Passover. And that is what Jesus was actually very, very angry about when he turned tables there in the temple, because he said, "You have made this thing, this place a den of thieves. You have so many of the things that we have done, and then you are selling this at exorbitant prices." But anyway, so much for that. These lambs are brought before the priest in the temple, and they are examined by the priest in the temple, and we'll say, "Okay, this passes. I find no blemish. I find no fault in this lamb. This is fit for sacrifice." And that is the only time that they are accepted to be sacrificed on the altar in the temple. Now, did you see the parallel of what we are doing? Jesus entering Jerusalem. And then afterwards, he was brought, he was arrested, and he was brought before Pilate. That he was accused that he is a traitor, that he is a rioter, he is the one, a rebel who is inciting people to rebellion against Caesar. But finally, they brought Jesus to him after they have scourged him. And then what did Pilate say? "I find no fault in this man. Do with him whatever you want." And so he was sacrificed. He was sacrificed on the cross. So today, Palm Sunday, we have two very, very important symbols. The first symbol is the symbol of the palms. And the palms gave us an unmistakable hint about the nature of Jesus. He is a king. He is a Messiah. In the midst of the cheering crowd waving their festive palms, he deliberately, however, chose to ride on a donkey, a humble beast of burden, to show that his kingship was not about power, dominance, or riches, but the kingship of service and humility. So this is the challenge of the palms of Palm Sunday, humble service. As followers of Christ, we are called to imitate him in this humble servanthood. This means helping and caring with humility and love that want to serve others unselfishly. And then, of course, there is the symbol of the cross on which Jesus would be carrying. In the Passion narrative, everything abruptly changes from the palms in procession to hearing about the narrative of the Passion. The palms of victory, just in the space of a few days, in actuality became the cross of the Passion. And what does the cross signify for us? It means that unselfish service should yield to self-emptying. The gift of oneself reaches its peak of self-giving to the point of dying for the sake of others. So as we enter Holy Week, let us carry these valuable challenges. The challenge of the palms, which is well expressed in the prayer of the blessing of the palms. Let these branches be for us signs of Jesus' victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. And let us also remember the challenge of the cross, which is well expressed in the prayer at the beginning of Holy Week. Mercifully grant that we walking in the way of the cross, we find it none other than the way of life and peace. So during this Holy Week, I would like us to contemplate, meditate on these mysteries of our faith, especially the Passion of our Lord, his death, and finally his resurrection. And we all this we relive and we commemorate in the different services that we have during this Holy Week. On Holy Thursday, we commemorate his Last Supper. On Good Friday, we commemorate his death on the cross. And on the Easter Vigil, we await for his resurrection on Easter Sunday. So all this that we celebrate liturgically in the church, we can celebrate also in our personal lives. To remember that our passion, our sufferings have meaning if we unite them with our Lord Jesus Christ, and especially during this time of Holy Week, and for us to remember that pain, suffering, sickness, they are not the end of the story. For as Christians, we know that there is Easter Sunday, there is new life, there is a resurrection. Amen.